This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. You are listening to 104.3 KTOO in Juneau, Alaska. And in the studio, I have guests. I'm so excited. They're back. Wish Canadier is with me. We have the poet laureate, Bill Merck. Say hi, Bill.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And we have a newbie. Well, newbie to my show anyway. Ryan Carrillo is here. Say hi, Ryan.
How's everybody doing today?
I bet they're great. And especially after they hear you recite. He's great. He's awesome. No pressure. Okay, so I'm going to keep on with some music, and we will be back, and we're going to talk about slams and poetry and the world as we know it, and we'll be right back with that. Stay tuned, please. Thank you. at KTOO 104.3. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I've got some people in the studio with me from Rouge Canadier. Very exciting. First off, got Bill Merck, our poet laureate, who's going to tell us all about the latest slam. And then we have something from Ryan Carrillo coming up soon, so I hope you're ready for that. Bill, what you got for us?
Well, it's time for another slam. This will be the last slam that people will be able to participate in and compete at before our October Grand Slam. So it's a great opportunity for folks to get out, show us what they got, and we can bring them back in October to really compete. The event this month is at Perseverance Theater on this Friday. Sign-ups are going to be at 6:30 with the event starting at 7. One of the people in the studio here with us is one of the co-hosts for the event. Ryan's going to be co-hosting with DJ Dorego for the event, and pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, I whenever it comes up in conversation, I get so excited about it because really until you go and attend an event, a Whoosh event, you really have no idea. Like, it's the vibe is so rad in there, and it's just so cool and to be so well received by the audience. And so if you have work and you've been progressing and you've been developing and just creating, on your own or in private, it's a great opportunity to share and to meet some new people, like minds that will really enjoy your work. So come on out. Remember, 6:30 is if you would like to participate and compete, be there at 6:30 to sign up. The event will start at 7.
Yeah, typically we take the first 8 folks who sign up. Hopefully we'll have a full card. Unfortunately or fortunately, the weather's going to be great. It's just one more thing that we have to go up against. But very excited for this month, especially following the summer showcase that we just did last
man,
month.
Yeah, that was done at the Rockwell Ballroom. Bill was there and myself, and it was just a joy to be a part of that Rockwell Ballroom, June 25th. It was awesome.
Well, that sounds great. Now, the weather, okay, it's going to be somewhat nice, but it's going to get a little chilly in the evening, so I say this is a great place to hang out. It is Perseverance Theater. The positive side is, since it's going to be a little chilly outside, it's not going to be really hot in the theater.
We'll warm you up.
Well, you'll warm us up, but it won't be temperature.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
And Sandy Beach is just down the way.
I know.
Go to the beach first. Frolic in the sunshine, and then come
and
over to Perseverance and kick it with us.
Exactly. Sounds like a plan to me. Okay. So on that note, we do have something called Pray for Me from Ryan, and we're going to give that a listen. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G at KTO 104.3 in Juneau.
All right, hope you guys like the song. I'm going to do the reading of it to start the event on Friday, so hope to see y'all there.
So we are getting funked up here in the studio, but we had a little technical difficulty with my fingers, but Ryan is ready to read for us, so take it away, Ryan.
All right. Good. It's been a lonely day. I think I need to clear my head. I just want to take some time. I don't want to waste my vibe. You always been reliable, and I don't want to lie to you. I just want to be alright. Keep the light in my eyes, so pray for me. Pray for me, yeah. Yo. Open up the door, it's on you to walk through it. I've been around the block more times than you knew, from constellations to the echo of imagination. Tell me what you know about a rookie sensation. Before I wrote the book, I took a chance at love. a little romance to enhance my buzz. Now there's butterflies in my lungs. I don't know what to say. I'm scared the way I say hello will sound dumb. But you're the only girl that I crush on. Even though you're beautiful, your elegance is so damn reckless. But you know that it's more than just a feeling. When you see your own eyes blink in another human being. It's been a lonely day. I think I need to clear my head. I just want to take some time. I don't want to waste my vibe. You've always been reliable. And I don't want to lie to you. I just want to be alright. Keep the light in my eyes. I'd be a fool if I said I didn't miss you. I reminisce the distance. It's been a minute since we were little kids. Living this smoking cigarette so faded, no way to take a step back. Backpack into the future. Ooh, it's that new. Puka shell, who the heck knew but didn't tell you it's a hell of a ride. And I'm alive and kicking. I close my eyes and once again, I'm a kid again. Just a little bigger, but I figure that it's cool if I'm different. And if you don't mind, it'd be nice to make a new friend. Loop the beat back like we pressed on the CDs. I wish that we could be these old memories, you know. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, I wanted you to hear that.
I love how you string sounds together. That is just awesome.
We'll be right back with more from Telling Tales. Stay tuned. That was Mr. Ryan Carrillo, and that was Pray For Me, and I really like that. I like that live version.
Oh, thank you.
See,
appreciate that.
I like anybody who has the guts to sing live anywhere without backup. I just thought that was awesome. We need him recorded, and we need him in this our library.
Without question.
Well, in my library, for sure.
I'll share.
So thank you very much, and we're going to hear from Mr. Bill now. I love calling you Mr. Bill because... Well, I like the character.
Sounds good.
I think it works. And I'm going to get your music started up and then be quiet, and you're going to tell us all about what you're going to read.
I can do that.
All right, here we go.
Okay, all right. I like that. You asked me earlier this week what I was working on. You wanted to hear something new. Before I get into that, I want to give you something.
Oh,
I want to give you something. From my heart, from Wishkanadei.
You
are such a sponsor and such a fan.
I am.
I started a project where I have some haiku. I've been working on haiku for the last 6 months or so. And I've paired them up with some photographs.
Yeah.
And so these are available as merch with Wish.
Uh-huh.
But I want to give this to you.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy that.
I will. I saw this
at the shrine.
I love that. And should I read what it says on there?
You certainly can if you like.
Beside the stone church, this pause in Raven's poem, A Deeper Silence. Beautiful. I love it. You took the picture.
I did take the photograph, yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was actually part of a fundraiser that we did here with Sarah Isto and Richard Stokes and some of the local poets. we had artwork in the wall, in the halls here.
I remember.
And
yeah.
Did really well.
Yes.
Did great for K2 and was an honor to be able to participate. So anyway, I wanted to give you that.
Yay,
thank you as always for all your support.
Always. I love that. I came back from a trip and Bill said, can I be on your show? And I went, yeah. Just love that. It's a great homecoming.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to stop talking. You read your poem.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read something actually from Alberto Rios. You know Alberto. He's pretty amazing. This is a poem called Common Crows in a Winter Tree, and it has a deal with rain and winter, neither of which we're really going to see here in the next day or two. So anyway, Common Crows in a Winter Tree. The birds, they make this happen. In the sky with nothing else to do, a Saturday, the slow knee bend of an afternoon. Out there. I have seen them myself. The birds caw down a rain, tease it to hard ground of grass and flat and edge. The birds, they cannot stop. They are birds. They play when they do it. They don't mean it when the rain reaches bottom. But there is so much rain, and it listens so well. Who would not, like the birds, try other things? Try to train this water to tricks and to laughter. Circus ringmaster to 1,000 lions of water. Rain, do this, and again, and now this. To get away from the birds, the rain tries a mask. It becomes snow, a show of wings, the flakes, drunk paws in an aimless, cool wander. Then it is ice, a trick again, rain turning into tiny fists without skin, hailstones, each a clutch of finger bones, brittle as much dry as wet. Rain to snow, then ice, then bone, then more, to skulls and teeth, breaking against the earth in a white fireworks of cruelty. The birds, they get carried away, they cannot do a small thing or make a quiet noise. But the birds do not mean it, this teasing of the sky to tears. They are birds. They caw at anything, at little boys walking who will look up. And a loud caw, it will draw the boys, lift them a little until they cry. The birds do not mean to frighten, but neither do they mean not to frighten, not to lift a boy into a branch, the way boys will go. Lift a boy to a second branch, higher. The boys will go. They cry at first, but they rise. They are boys, after all, and these are birds. And the rain continues falling. It makes a sound until snow, which is itself a sound, bigger and smaller than the moment before. The boys come down from their climbing, the boys who were lifted into trees, the boys who became the birds. The birds make their noise again at something else. Alberto Rios.
Was Bill Merck, our poet laureate from Ouachkanadier, and he gave us Common Crows in a Winter Tree. I really like that. So, we are going to take a little music break, and we're going to come back, tell you about the slam again, and more poetry, of course, because this is Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Stay tuned.
Awesome. Nice. Thank you.
Hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and in the studio, my guest, Bill Merck, poet laureate, Wish Canadier, and Ryan Carullo. He is jamming, and he has a recording that he's going to send me. I have witnesses now.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
She'll hold you to that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I
will make sure that you get it.
But more importantly, there's a slam coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, everybody. So this Saturday, Perseverance Theater, be there. It's a friendly, competitive slam hosted by Wush Kinadei. We're going to host there. It's on a Friday, like I said. If you want to compete, be there at 6:30, okay? Be there at 6:30. The event starts at 7, and they're located on Douglas, 914 3rd Street, okay, in Douglas. Hosted by myself and DJ Durego with the Wush Kinadei Band. Again, it's a friendly, competitive event. Open to poets and performers of all ages and abilities. It's the last poetry slam of the season to qualify for the Grand Slam in October. So if you want to be a part of that big Grand Slam, there's more than likely there'll be an open slot and an opportunity to perform this Friday. So we hope to see you all out there. A little bit about Wush. Wush Kinadei is a local nonprofit that's committed to diversity, inclusive community, and empowering voice. The organization hosts monthly poetry slams and open mics throughout the community. So if you want to learn a little bit more about us and what we do, you can visit us on Facebook, the Facebook page, or you can contact Christy Nami Erickson, who's the president of Wush, at Christy Nami. That's ChristyNamee at gmail.com. Peace.
I like that. I like anybody who can spell out an email address
and it
makes sense. But you can also find her on Facebook. Christy's all over that.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So that's great. I'm looking forward to it. It's in walking distance.
Right,
this is awesome.
Right.
I'm very excited about this.
Make sure if you're going to compete that you bring three poems, though.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Bring three.
Need to have three. You might make
three.
It to that round, right?
Yeah.
You could. It could happen. And I one of the things I love about it, no matter which one I've gone to, and I've gone to a few slams, believe me, the group just seems to meld. Everybody, the audience, people on stage, everybody just seems to meld together. Friendly, fun, you know, it's so fun. And it's always funny. It's always surprising. There is always a surprise. I love that.
Yeah. You're definitely right about that. Always a surprise in store.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, okay, I've gotten gifts. I've heard awesome poetry. This is just the best Tuesday night ever. And then Bill has a poetry jar. It's like a swear jar, but it's smaller than my swear jar.
Yeah, I see it. looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's what you do. You get a poem, you just...
Yeah.
Put it in there, and it'll make sense sometime down the road. Just
build
up the collection, and eventually things happen.
That is a super cool idea.
But, you know...
Like, whoa, I wrote that.
Where'd my notes go?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there they are.
In the jar.
Right?
Now, you know, they make bigger ball glasses than that.
They do.
but they're
haiku, so, you know,
okay.
I get 10 on a page.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They're going to be a little small. Okay, well, I got sent a poem. And it's a fun poem, so I have to read it. And so the guys have given me a spot to read, and I've got like a minute and a half. I'm gonna hit this. Okay. This is just so fun. Okay, here we go. So it's called Dear Souls in Earth Suits. I do this because I love you, all of you. Not in a hippie free love sort of way. Not in a what would Jesus do sort of way. Not in a Facebook sort of way. I love you in my way. And my love comes without irritation. There's no judge and jury, no bell, book and candle, no expectations. You don't have to do anything. And my love is like arms. Silvery, soft, symphonic arms. That stretch out as far as the ears can hear and the eyes can see. Out, out, out and around you. Like a hug. And hopefully you'll feel better. Because isn't that what we're all looking for? Just to feel better. I do this because I believe I have something to say. And I believe what I have to say is worth sharing. And that is, we can be the change we want to see. And together that will change the world. It's the microcosm of the macrocosm. And I know it sounds cliche, but that's because it's simple. And that's because it's true. You see, this life is a river, and sometimes it's rapid and sometimes it's lazy, but either way, you cannot stop it and you cannot reverse it. Your only job is to put your boat in the river wherever you are and just go. And go with the knowledge that you are infinitely, divinely, exquisite. You are nothing less than exactly what you are supposed to be, and you are bigger and better than any statistical umbrella some mathematician would like to put you under. But sometimes you forget that, and sometimes you start furiously paddling upstream. So my job is to remind you that you're beautiful, you're perfect, and you matter. And all those things you're looking for in your life, you're not going to find upstream. And I do this because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It is what I was always meant to do. My mother knew this day I was born. She would say to me, Summer, your future is in your name. That's why I named you Summer Lachey Osborne. If that's not a superstar's name, I don't know what is. And this may go without saying, but just so we're clear, my mother is always right. I'm here because I'm here. I'm right here where I am. To let you know that you're worth fighting for, I hope you understand. That my steps fall with intention, and I don't tend to be shy. So I'll travel all around the world carrying this little light of mine. And that's love from Summer Osborne. That girl rocks.
Nice.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G, with my guest, Farouche Kanadier, Mr. Bill Marker, Poet Laureate of Juno, no pressure, and Ryan Carrillo, who is jamming in the studio with me, and I am so lucky to have gotten to hear him, and I hope you feel lucky, too, and they're all going to say goodnight, because it's time.
Thank you so much, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yes, and see you Saturday.
Friday.
Don't let the bed bugs
Friday,
bite.
Friday.
Don't listen to me. Friday. I'll be there.
Good night.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Yes, be there Friday and hear more of Ryan without me interrupting. Okay, good night, everybody. Until next time, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G, KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Be safe.